The Granny, written by Brendan O'Carroll and read by Marco Regan.
Dublin, 1980, Rotunda Maternity Hospital. Agnes Brown was no stranger to childbirth. Within 14 years of marrying her now deceased husband, Redzer, she had given birth to 7 children. But that was when she was between 20 and 34 years of age, young and fit. Now, at 47, she wasn't able for it. With her eyes tightly closed and her fist clenched, she took a huge breath and let it out in short bursts. Ending with a soft moan. Her son Dermot, one of her twins, her fourth delivery, and now 25 years of age, leaned close to her ear to speak. "Mammy, for fuck's sake, will you stop?" he whispered. "Ah, that's easy for you to say, Dermot. You have no idea what childbirth is like," she answered through clenched teeth. "I'll take your word for it, Mammy. Now give it up. People are staring at us." Dermot was right. Besides Agnes, her sons Rory, Dermot and Trevor and her daughter Cathy, there were 10 complete strangers in the waiting room. Every eye was staring in wonderment at this woman in a headscarf and trench coat holding a huge bag of fruit on her lap and going through the motions of childbirth. Dermot's comment prompted Agnes to open her eyes and she glanced at the strangers, all of whom immediately found things on the walls, ceiling and floor to look at. Agnes gathered herself together and sat up straighter. As she did this, a melon rolled out of the bag of fruit and landed square between her feet with a thud. Everybody jumped. The room was silent for a moment as they all stared at the melon. Suddenly, everyone erupted in spontaneous laughter. "Congratulations, Mammy. We'll call him Pip," Dermot announced, and again the room broke up with laughter. The door of the waiting room opened and the laughter stopped. In through the doorway peered the head of ward sister, Mary Sheridan. She looked around with a scowl on her face. Now everybody was staring at the floor or the walls and trying desperately to act innocent. The ward sister said nothing and closed the door. "My Jesus, did you see the face of that one?" Agnes asked this question of the entire room. Nobody answered. "I wouldn't say she ever needs to buy a yogurt. She just gets a pint of milk and stares at it." Once again, everyone in the room laughed, but this time they either covered their faces or laughed through their nostrils, so as not to be as noisy. When the laughter died, the room once again fell into silence. After a couple of minutes, Agnes suddenly stood up. "Nobody tells you anything in this bloody hospital," she announced. "Mammy, sit down. If there's any news, they'll come in and tell us," Rory Brown said to his mother. Agnes thought for a moment and then suddenly said, "I'm going out to ask. That's my son's wife in there and I'm entitled to know." And with that, she left the room.